Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk with the evening news. A military tribunal in Lebanon has formally accused five members of Hezbollah of the killing of Private Sean Rooney. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty accuses the government of worsening hospital overcrowding and effectively normalising the situation. The Chief Officer of HSE Community Healthcare in the North West says every effort will be made to ensure all available beds in Donegal are in use over the bank holiday weekend. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the news this afternoon that a military tribunal in Lebanon has formally accused five members of Hezbollah of the killing of Private Sean Rooney. The Newton Cunningham-based peacekeeper was killed in southern Lebanon in December of last year. With more, here is Barry White.
The military court judge in Lebanon has accused the five people of conducting a criminal act that led to Private Rooney's killing and to the attempted murder of three of his colleagues. Private Rooney's armoured vehicle came under attack in southern Lebanon on the 14th of December last year. One of the accused five is already being detained, while four others are still at large. However, all have been referred to the military court for trial. Seven people, including the accused five, were already accused by Lebanon's judiciary in January, but this new accusation identifies them as members of Hezbollah.
Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has accused the government of worsening hospital overcrowding and effectively normalising the situation. Almost 12,000 people were awaiting beds at some point in hospitals across the country last month. At Letterkenny University Hospital, there were 418 patients awaiting beds at various times in May, compared to 74 the year before. Well, Deputy Doherty raised the issue in the Dáil this afternoon with Minister Dara O'Brien.
You talk about facts. I'll give you facts. You promised beds 3 years ago. They still haven't been delivered. You promised 10,000 staff in the health service. Last year, only half of that, just above half of that, has been delivered. But the real facts are that there were 11,856 patients in the month of May in hospital trolleys. Higher than the depths of winter in January of this year, which broke all records that we've ever seen before in terms of patients in trolleys. And you're somehow normalising that. Just like you've normalised homelessness. It is not acceptable. We should never, ever tolerate, whether it's our mother or grandmother or grandparents, we should never tolerate the fact that a woman is left in hospital suffering from cardiac for 24 hours on a chair. And the point I make is you have no plan. We've put forward our plan. Not please. One additional acute bed please, that you provide for in the last two budgets. That's why we have record numbers in trolleys. It's because of your inability as a government to deal with this crisis. You're just making it worse.
Is the situation perfect? Of course it is not. All of us get cases raised with us where there are instances that happen that are intolerable. No question about that. But when you also talk about the health outcomes in Ireland, the investment that this government is making is clear for people to see. And what's also clear to see is the lack of an alternative plan from Sinn Féin.
You don't even have a plan.
No.
The Chief Officer of HSC Community Healthcare in the North West, meanwhile, says every effort will be made to ensure that all available beds in Donegal are available and in use over the holiday weekend. Health officials in the region have been asking people to consider all care options before presenting at emergency departments over the weekend. The HSC and SAOTHA are warning there will be large numbers attending EDs and those in need of urgent and emergency care will be prioritised, leading to potentially lengthy wait times for others. Well, Dermot Monaghan says community staff will be available over the coming days to assist at Letterkenny University Hospital if required.
As you know, bank holiday weekends can be very busy times for hospitals and emergency services. Therefore, we ask people to consider all pathways of care before attending emergency departments. You can contact your out-of-hour CPs, which will have additional nurses and GPs working this weekend. NIDOC, which covers Donegal and South Leitrim, will be open from 6 p.m. Friday the 1st of June until 8 a.m. Tuesday the 6th of June. We would also ask people to contact their pharmacies for advice as well. I can also confirm that health staff across the community and hospital settings will continue to work together over the weekend to ensure that all available beds across hospital and community are in use.
43% of British people wouldn't be bothered if Northern Ireland left the UK. A new YouGov poll surveyed over 2,000 people in England, Scotland and Wales. With more, here's Sean O'Regan.
The British public were asked a number of questions as part of this new YouGov poll, and the results have shown that 40% wants Northern Ireland to remain part of the UK, while 34% think it should join the Republic. 26% said they don't know. It also appears there's a significant disinterest amongst the British public regarding the future of Northern Ireland, as 43% say they wouldn't be bothered either way if Northern Ireland left the UK. 32% said they'd be upset if Northern Ireland left, while 15% said they'd be pleased.
A 25-year-old man has been extradited from the North to the Republic today to stand trial for alleged drugs offences which occurred in the Dublin area in June 2020. The man had been arrested in Derry on February 6th on an international arrest warrant. He first appeared before Laganside Court in Belfast on the following day, and today the extradition process was completed. Details of the carers' support grant scheme have been released. 5,240 carers in Donegal receiving the annual payment of €1,850 this year. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says Donegal was the sixth highest recipient county in the country in 2023. A number of people living in the Bomini area of Letterkenny, which has been plagued by water outages for the past 3.5 years, say they've been told they'll effectively have to fork out themselves if they wish to ensure a reliable water supply. Local resident Amanda spoke to Greg on today's 9 till noon show. She said they've been raising ongoing issues with Uisce Éireann, but their entreaties appear to be falling on deaf ears.
I have lodged a complaint with them on numerous occasions. The results of the most recent complaints then came back to basically tell us that we're on our own financially. We have to sort this out ourselves. They said that they had a field engineer's investigation carried out and that there was no operational solution on the ground. Now, let's point out, we are connected to the mains. Planning permission was granted for our property and Donegal County Council were paid a water charge for the connection to supply water to our property and to all of the other properties on our road.
Meanwhile, a Letterkenny Milford Municipal District Councillor says he's flabbergasted after Uisce Éireann told him that the water supply at Ross Bracken Manor Cunningham did not make the cut for inclusion in the 2023 mains rehabilitation programme, and there are no plans to replace the mains in the area this year. Councillor Jerry McMonagle says there needs to be more accountability and he'll be pursuing the matter at the highest level. He says given that there have been two outages in the past 7 days alone, the question must be asked what needs to happen in order for work to be carried out.
I sent an email off requesting that information. What needs to happen for an area to make the cut, as they put it? I'll take it as high as I can get it within Irish Water, but I think there needs to be some government intervention here. Someone has to be able to hold Irish Water to account, and that needs to happen very, very quickly.
The Garda Watchdog says it doesn't have the resources to do its job. Taoiseach says it needs double its current staff to adequately examine all the complaints and investigations with which it's tasked. The Commission currently has around 170 staff and a budget of more than €16 million. Taoiseach has been appearing before the Oireachtas Committee on Public Petitions and the Ombudsman today to discuss its annual report. Taoiseach's chairperson, Judge Rory McCabe, told the committee they need more resources.
A minimum of doubling of our current staff complement, including a considerable increase in our complement of investigative staff, will be required. Now, we're not talking about a Rolls-Royce, but a vehicle that can carry all the complement needed to investigate all the complaints that we receive from start to finish, professionally, fairly, rigorously, and in a timely fashion.
The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says workers' PRSI contributions should increase now in order to pay for future pensions. Census data this week showed the population is growing and getting older. IFAC had previously recommended a PRSI rate increase of 3.5% for all workers in an effort to avoid steeper tax increases down the line. The Advisory Council's chief economist, Dr. Eddie Casey, says revenue from income tax and the PRSI will come under increasing pressure in the future.
Back in 2000, there was about one pensioner for every six workers. Now it's about one for every five. But by 2050, we expect that this will shrink even faster down to one pensioner for every two workers. So this has big implications, obviously, for the public finances. And we need to figure out a way to fund this sustainably. And acting sooner rather than later would really cut the costs.
The Lough Foyle and Swilly ferry services have resumed today. The service linking Greencastle and McGilligan and the Swilly service linking Buncrana and Rathmullen will operate a full service for this season, both on a 7 days a week basis. The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District has described works approved for Newton Cunningham as a game changer. Donegal County Council has given the go-ahead for works as part of the town's Main Street Active Travel Project. Improvement and upgrade works are to be carried out and traffic calming measures installed. Councillor Paul Canning says once complete, Newton Cunningham will reap the benefits.
The street is very long and a lot of vehicles use it because anybody's coming from Derry through the Killay Road will come through commuting, and there's a lot of vehicles in that street. We have about six raised tables, they call them, that will slow down the traffic. This system is also to encourage people to walk more than in the vehicles, and also a lot of the footpaths are getting widened to suit people going to school.
Donegal is one of three stop staycation destinations this year, according to a new report from myhome.ie. The cost of living crisis is having a major impact on holiday plans, with 47% of those surveyed holidaying differently this year as a result. Kerry, Galway and Donegal are the top three Irish holiday destinations for this summer. Joanne Geary, Managing Director of myhome.ie, says Donegal has a lot to offer.
People are doing that research. They're seeing the value there. Certainly a lot of stock, 76 listings, so there should be something for everybody on the site.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
14 minutes past five. Farm news with Chris Ashmore coming up very shortly. But before that, time for the sports news. Here's Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Cesare Ogbeni is out of the Euro 2024 qualifiers this month. The Rotherham striker suffering with a hamstring injury and joins Seamus Coleman and Andrew Omobamadele on the injury list. Peterborough United's midfielder Jack Taylor is included in the 25-man squad and could make his debut against Greece or Gibraltar. Wigan striker Will Keane, who was on the last squad to face France, has been left out. James McLean, who is two caps shy of the century, he's named among the defenders. Well, Cork City say they've handed lifetime bans to two supporters following their abuse of Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley. Both individuals have admitted their involvement and have apologised. The abuse focused on Bradley's son's battle with leukaemia, and the Rovers boss said it did make him question his involvement in the game.
Young kid shouldn't be brought into it like this. Yeah, it does make you think that, but I'm lucky that I have brilliant people around me and strong people, and you can't let people like them feel they can win and feel that they have won. So, I look forward to the next game. And like I said, the amount of fans from other clubs all around the country that have reached out in support has been incredible, so thank you.
Well, back locally, Coghill Celtic can wrap up the Ulster Senior League title this evening in the final game of the campaign. Gavin Cullen's side hosts Derry City Reserves at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground, knowing a win will give them the title for a 10th season in a row. Should the game end in a draw, a playoff of Bonagie United would be required to find out who the champions were. A defeat for Coghill and Bonagie would be champions. Kick-off for Coghill and Derry is at 7:30 this evening in Inishowen. In the Irish Premiership, the playoffs continue this evening. Dungannon Swifts host Anna United. Anna, they hold a 2-1 lead before the second leg match. Well, elsewhere in soccer, Karim Benzema will leave Real Madrid this summer. The 35-year-old has turned down the offer of a contract extension at the Bernabeu and is expected to move to Saudi Arabia. Benzema is Real's second highest goal scorer of all time, behind only Cristiano Ronaldo. And Paris Saint-Germain manager Christophe Galtier has confirmed Lionel Messi will leave the club at the end of the season. The World Cup winners' final game for Paris Saint-Germain will be away to Clermont on Saturday. In cricket, Ireland were bowled out for just 172 in the first innings of their one-off test with England at Lord's. Stuart Broad claimed five wickets for the hosts, with opener James McCollum top scoring for Ireland on 36. A short time ago, in response, England were 8 without loss. In rugby, the IRFU has opted into a world rugby trial for a lowered tackle height. The amateur and schools games will see the legal tackle height lowered to below the line of the sternum. The trial comes into effect for the next two seasons. In golf, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are both on 3-under par, playing the back nines of their opening rounds at the Memorial Tournament. Matt Wallace is the course leader at Muirfield Village on 5-under par. Rory McIlroy tees off just before 6 o'clock. And Tom McKibben's 3 off the lead on day 1 of the European Open in Hamburg. He carried it a 1-under par round of 72. There's currently a 4-way tie for the lead on 4-under par. John Murphy finished on 1-over par. And in tennis, women's top seed and defending champion Iga Świątek is safely into the third round of the French Open. She beat Claire Liu in straight sets and will face Jing Wang of China in the next round. And the men's and women's fourth seeds there through to their respective third rounds. Casper Ruud needed four sets to beat Giulio Zeppereri, while Elena Rybakina downed Linda Noskova in straight sets. Finally, coming up on the score programme this evening here in Highland, Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan will look ahead to Finn Harps' clash with Kerry FC. Derry City manager Rory Higgins looks for a bounce back from his side when they play Shelburne. And there's a Donegal Derry Championship preview with Martin McHugh. And we hear from Jack O'Loughlin ahead of Donegal's All-Ireland Hurling Final with Wicklow. That's all on the score this evening with Oisin Kelly after 7 o'clock news. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Well, it's a Thursday and it's 18 minutes past 5. That means it's time for Farming News and Views. We say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll be hearing about the forthcoming Clonmany Agricultural Show. But first, land values are set to take a serious hit due to re-wetting and other actions introduced under the proposed Nature Restoration Law. The Irish Nature and Hill Farmers Association maintains that a collapse in the value of drained peatlands is a likely consequence of rewetting and rewilding. Well, I've been speaking with Declan O'Brien, news correspondent of the Irish Farmers Journal, who have been looking into the matter and have been in contact with a number of auctioneers to see what the impact has already been.
Well, what auctioneers are saying is that they have seen a certain reticence on the part of boils or boils for peatlands. In recent weeks, John Elley, who's based on Roscommon, claimed that he had actually seen four sales fall through because of a lack of clarity around whether these peatlands that were being sold would qualify for planting. And also, he said that there was a certain nervousness from the boils that the lands could be included in the areas to be re-wet. There's an absence of clarity, and that's unsettling the land market. And what the INHFA has said is that they're asking who will want to buy peatlands who are threatened with rewetting. They're saying that there's really only one buyer in the market for them, and it's probably the state. And they're saying if it follows the same pattern as has happened with lands that have been designated as SACs or SPAs, that you'll see a serious devaluation in the land price. They're saying that SAC land is trading for 500 to 700 an acre, whereas land which can be used and similar quality land which is going for forestry is making anything from 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 an acre. So they're saying, where is the compensation for this, and where is the clarity from the government on which land they'll need to re-wet, how much of it they'll need to re-wet, and when will it be re-wet, and what is the support payments that will be paid on that land to compensate the landowner.
Where are we in terms of the time frame at the moment regarding re-wetting, and what's behind the movements? This is all being European-driven.
It is, yeah. It's all part of Nature Restoration Law. Where we are in the time frame is that there is rolling targets going from 2030, 2040, 2050. The extent of those targets is what is up for grabs at the moment. The Parliament wants to maximise the area to be re-wet. The Council of Ministers are pushing back on that proposal, and in the middle you have the Commission. As of now, we have about 800,000 acres in Ireland that are classed as farm peatlands. It looks like 200,000 to 300,000 acres will have to be re-wet. The government are saying, OK, we can do much of this from state-owned land, primarily Bordemona bogs. But farmers are saying, OK, that's fine, you re-wet these bogs, but there are implications for the farmland that is contiguous or that adjoins these bogs. Also, you have the Green Party minister, Malcolm Noonan, coming out and saying that he doesn't believe that it will be possible to meet the requirements solely from state-owned land, and that up to 30,000 acres could have to be of privately owned farmland could have to be re-wet. And that figure could also go higher if the ask is bigger from Europe. So there's a lot of uncertainty in this.
And that was Declan O'Brien, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, the countdown is on to this year's Clonmany Agricultural Show, which takes place on the 8th and 9th of August. And, of course, this year they are the proud hosts of the All-Ireland and Six Nations Shearing Contest as well. It's a huge event. Thousands of people will be involved. And a massive effort behind the scenes is going on. To find out the latest, I've been speaking with Blaine McCarron, the PRO for the Clonmany show, and he's been telling me more about the launch that took place last weekend.
That's right, Chris. Yeah, things are really starting to take pace now. Our launch night took place last Friday in the Ballyliffin Hotel. Our show sponsors, our show associates and landowners and local representatives gathered there for a great evening's crack and an informative evening about what to expect at the show that took place last Friday. There was a great, exciting vibe about it. I think there's a big sense of anticipation of what's to come this year at Clonmany. It's been bigger and better in hosting an All Nations and All Ireland Sheep Shearing event.
Now that will be one of the highlights, so let's just talk about it first of all. What exactly will that entail?
What it entails, Chris, it's a massive event. We've got people from all over the world travelling to compete. We're talking about 1,400 sheep being shorn over the course of the 2 days. The first day we can expect to see some All-Ireland competitions, and the second day will be the All-Nations.
And few could have forecast all those years ago when it started some more. We're into the sixth decade of the show, just how much it's grown. And, it's gone from being not just an agricultural show, but something that's really encompasses, I suppose, all walks of life. And we've everything from fashion to cooking as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We're delighted to say we've got Shane Smith and Gary O'Hanlon there, our celebrity chefs that will be joining us this year, giving live cooking demonstrations for 2 days in the food marquee there. I suppose as regards fashion too, we've just recently launched our Fashion Meets Farm exhibition, which involved ourselves coming together with Michael Hinnies from Bala Buffet. Michael Hinnies being our fashion exhibitors this year. We met there with three fantastic models of theirs, along with Micheál, better known as Donegal Daddy, and of course Noel Cunningham. And we spent the day touring and showing, getting some fantastic shoots on farm, showcasing what's to offer there. Farm Meets Fashion, where Michael Hinnies will have live fashion demos on display, and not to mention a pop-up shop also taking place in the show field on the 8th and 9th of August there.
And the various agricultural classes, there'll be people coming from all over the country?
There will indeed, yeah. Business as usual as regards the livestock. We've got our traditional sheep and cattle exhibitions. We've also added in a few more exhibitions this year, as it's a two-day show. We're going to have cattle and sheep exhibitions both days. We've got some rare breeds to look at on the Wednesday as regards the cattle, and as regards the sheep, we've got long wool sections taking place on the second day of the show to make sure those pens are full.
And also you have this monster draw with some quite fabulous prizes.
Absolutely, yeah, the monster draw, and it's really starting to take off. It always does this time of year. It's been a sellout draw every year so far, and we anticipate that this year is going to be no different. Tickets are obviously available from all committee members. They're also in our local retail stores, and they're also available on our website there, www.clonmannyshow.com.
And just give us an idea of some of the top prizes.
Top prizes there. One lucky winner's walking away, Chris, with the choice of a brand new Valtra tractor or a brand new Skoda Kodiaq Jeep. 10 prizes up for grabs. Second prize being €10,000 in cash.
And also over the weekend, you have special deals, very much an emphasis on getting families to go along.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. It's a family fun event. We're fortunate that it's so well supported by families. So we're delighted to say that children are free. There's free parking at the event. And it's €13 per adult per day, or it's €25 a couple. So you're getting a family fun event for great value there. And there's absolutely loads on offer in the field there for a family day out. There's something for everybody at Clonmany Show.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Well, the forecast, Met Eireann tell us, it will continue dry and mostly sunny this evening. A little patchy cloud at times with a warning of high UV levels. Top temperatures 17 to 19, slightly higher in some inland areas, mostly moderate northeast winds. Fresh at times, particularly in coastal areas. Tonight, dry and mostly clear. A little patchy cloud and some isolated mist and shallow fog patches about. Lowest overnight temperatures 8 to 11. Tomorrow, Friday, another dry and mostly sunny day. Top temperatures again hitting 17 to 19 in coastal areas, generally ranging between 20 and 23 degrees further inland, again in light to moderate east to northeast breezes. Looking at the closing headlines on this Thursday afternoon, a military tribunal in Lebanon has formally accused five members of Hezbollah of the killing of Private Sean Rooney. The Newton Cunningham-based peacekeeper was killed in southern Lebanon in December of last year. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has accused the government of worsening hospital overcrowding and effectively normalising the situation. Letterkenny University Hospital saw 418 patients waiting beds at various times in May, that compared to 74 the year before. And 43% of British people wouldn't be bothered if Northern Ireland left the UK. A new YouGov poll surveyed over 2,000 people in England, Scotland and Wales. We're back with new headlines again at 6. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 1st of June. The death has occurred of Hugh Waters, 18, Garton Avenue, Letterkenny. Hugh's remains will repose at his home until 9 o'clock this evening and again from 12 noon to 9 o'clock tomorrow. Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral from there on Saturday morning, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place in Scotland of Mary Doherty, née McKinney, formerly of Glenshinny, Moneydara. Funeral arrangements to follow. The death has occurred of Leanne Mary Stapleton in Greensboro, North Carolina, USA, formerly of Kilcluny, Portneau, Donegal. Her remains will repose at the family home in Kilcluny until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 2 to 9. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Kilcluny for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the Old Abbey Cemetery, Donegal Town. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Fund, care of any family member. Leanne's funeral mass can be viewed live on Shovelin's Funeral Home's Facebook page. The death has occurred in her 106th year of Rosie Keeney, name it laid, late of Parkview House Care Home, Castledurg, formerly of Hawthorne Park, Castledurg. Reposing at St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow at 12 noon, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. And the death has taken place of Mary Herity, née Bradley, Castle Park, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 to St. Mary's Oratory, Buncrana for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or McLaughlin and McLaughlin funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.